It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Okay, we're going to tackle it right away. The big deal now is, of course, it's Angel Hernandez. He's getting a lot of fire from everybody. And, you know, I look at it, I try to be as fair as I can about the situation. I think the umpires today have an impossible job. The job's hard enough to begin with. But this, ever since this stupid square came into the picture, and everybody can be a big league umpire now because it's simple. And if that ball doesn't hit, you know, is a millimeter off and it doesn't hit the line, of course, that guy is the worst umpire in the world. And how could he possibly? Whereas in my day, Teddy, if I questioned a pitch, I'd go back to the locker room. I'd look at it from different angles and I'd just eyeball it. You know, and sometimes I'd say, he definitely missed that. I was right. Sometimes I'd say, you know, that's too close for me to be taken in that situation. And I was honest about it, but it was an eyeball effect. That's a straight. It wasn't black and white where if it's touching that line, I don't even think you guys use the line to train. But it's like they should put for entertainment value only. Anyway, your whole take on that was too much for me opening up this question, but. Your take on Angel Hernandez's current state.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. But first, I wanted to address what you said. We've always said that they should put for entertainment purposes only, because the line that you see on TV is not accurate. It's not what we're graded on. It's not what, you know, even the what comes out on the internet as far as what our accuracy was. And so it's a separate thing. If you remember Pat Hoberg a few years ago, so proud of him in the World Series. He scored a 100 on the, you know, according to the information they put out on the internet. But there were seven pitches that didn't match up in the telecast box. So, I mean, was he a 100 on his grading system, or was he a 100 on what the TV broadcast was? Yeah, we really don't pay attention to that. And I tell players that's not exactly accurate. So yeah, when you're going back to the dugout and looking at it or looking at the iPad, you have to bear that in mind. Also, when you came up, Brett, it was the umpire's goal was to be consistent. You know, I might go a couple inches off the plate and be a pitcher's umpire, but my goal was to be as consistent as possible. That was a strike in the first inning. It's going to be a strike in the last inning and to every player. Now the goal has changed from consistency to accuracy. You want to be completely accurate with the Hawkeye system and the different tracking systems that you have. So Angel is an old school guy. You know, I went to umpire school in 1989. He was years before me, 81, I think. And so as he came up, things were different. And he was different. You know, he came up in the National League, and, you know, that was a little bit these guys took no guff. I laugh at the players now, Brett, because they turn around and shake their head. I'm like, that guy would have been in big trouble 30 years ago, and now he's allowed to do that. It's a kinder, gentler world. But Angel was confrontational early on. But in the last 10 years, man, he's done his best to try to change with the game and be more, you know, approachable and talking. He's a wonderful guy. You know, you saw, I put it out on a Facebook post. I said what a great guy he was. And, you know, then the replies I got was, well, that's fine. He's a great guy. He's still a terrible umpire. I think he gets piled on a lot. I think every little mistake he makes gets magnified. He's had a few mistakes that he's made this year that, you know, he wish he could take back, I'm sure. But now we're in a situation where no umpire is going to be perfect. And so everything he does, you know, they were screaming about the three strikes that he called on a hitter the other day. I think it was a Rangers hitter, the Rangers Astros game. And yeah, they weren't strikes. He missed the pitches, but He missed eight pitches during the game. It happened to be three in a row. Now, eight pitches are, you know, you'd rather have a better game. But I guess my point is, you know, I think it's a situation where the people are just waiting for him to make a mistake, then they jump on it and post it. When we were playing, things weren't posted like that. Social media is a whole different animal. Anyway, yeah, I gave you a long answer there.
No, I agree with you. Because I'm conflicted with it. Because I know how tough it is. I had Tim Cheatham on. He told me, Booney, the umpires are as good as they've ever been in the history of baseball as far as X's and O's. He said, yeah. And I kind of looked at him like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And they, that box, it's just, it all goes back to the box again, because the public has no clue that you're not graded on that box. You know, yeah. I get on Aaron all the time. I said, Aaron, quit looking at that stupid box. And if it's, we can eyeball this stuff. It's like, it drives me crazy to consistently hear about it. Now, that being said, and I'm going to be as fair as I can on this.
Yeah.
As a player, you know, I was around for Angel. I got along great with Angel. Just like we have reputations, the umpires have reputations. Some umpires in my eyes are superstars. Some are all-stars. Some are good players. And some are the 25th man on the roster, just like we're ranked. Angel, in my eyes, was always that 25th man on the roster. And in a lot of guys' eyes, still a big leaguer. Everybody can't be the greatest, but that's how he was always ranked. So, yeah, he was never one of the better umpires in the players' eyes ever. I never met a player that said, Angel's one of the better guys out there. No, he wasn't, but it was what he was. It was still a big league caliber. I think now, though, it's so easy to everything to just go against Angel. And I try to tell fans, listen, it is impossible now to be a major league umpire. They are scrutinized so bad. And you can't, like you told me, we're not graded on that box, but everybody thinks you are. I said, that box is for entertainment purposes. I find myself, Teddy, sometimes sitting there. And if I'm getting lazy, I'll look at the box and go, ah, how could he call that? Oh, wait a minute. Let me get back to the basics. And I don't know. I don't know. I hate that box, but it is what it is.